Bruchim Aboim, B'Shem Hashem, welcome back to everybody, Be'ezus Hashem Yizbarak, as we begin a new Zman. I think at the beginning of every Zman and really beginning of every day, we should express our Hidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're able to get together, we'll be able to learn as an individual, as a group, and as we always point out, think how many people in Klal Yisrael are actually sitting and learning. Unfortunately, most people are not. So we're one of the select few who be'ezus Hashem azeicha to learn bichlal, learn every day, learn properly, try and understand it, not just whiz through the dapim. And we're trying to learn seriously, and this is a very, very, very big reason for shevach and hidayah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. We're going to begin be'ezus Hashem on daf ayin aleph omud beis. We were learning the sugyas of Ben Seira or Moira, as we all remember. And we have a bit of a complicated sugya, Rabbi Isai, coming up. So, Midaf Halten Kop. Midaf Halten Kop. Yeah, Rafi, you're okay in Yiddish. I can see the dart board behind you. Midaf Halten Kop. A little bit of a complicated sugya, but let's begin with no further ado. Borach ad shaloi nigmar dinoi. Now you'll remember from last man that the window of opportunity, as it were, for somebody to be deemed a ben seira or moira is not very large. It begins at the age of 13 when he's moitzi shtei seiros, and it ends, we said, 3 months later. The Loshon of the Mishnah, when Hikiv Zokon Atachti. When he has more than just Shtei Sairis, but the whole area is covered in Sairis. After that, even if he commits the identical Averis for which one would be considered a Ben Seira or Moira, but he's not considered a Ben Seira or Moira because his age doesn't fit in with his bracket. So the Mishnah is now dealing with that halacha. So look at the Mishnah. Borach ad shaloi nigmar dinoi. He was brought to Beis Din at the correct age. He just turned 13. But prior to the gmar din, the Beis Din had not yet come to a final conclusion. And Borach, he escapes. So they hadn't actually officially deemed him to be a Ben Seira or Moira. Vachar kach hikif zokon. And after that, he reaches the age of Hikiv Zokon Hatachtoin. So even though the Dayonim had discussed everything and had reached a conclusion that yes, he's a Ben Seira Omeira, but they hadn't had the Gemar Din. Remember, the Gemar Din always means the official announcement when they formally declare that he's a Ben Seira Omeira and this is the punishment he's going to get, Skila. But they didn't have a chance to do that because he ran out of Beis Din. And by the time they recaptured him 2 months later, he had already reached the age where he's out of the realms of Ben Seira Omeira, says the Mishnah Potter. So he's Potter. I cannot now sentence him to death because at the age that he is at the moment, he cannot be deemed a Ben Seira Omeira. Says the Mishnah, what about the other way around? Mishenigmar dinoi borach. What happens if he escaped from Beis Din before they could kill him, but there had been a Gmar Din? So the Beis Din had not only convened and discussed, but they'd reached a conclusion and there was a formal announcement that yes, he's considered a Ben Seira or Moira. So then he escaped. But remember, here he's escaped having already been deemed as a Ben Seira or Moira. Says the Mishnah, V'achar kach hikiv zokon atachtoin, chayev. So you'll be chayev. Why? Because there seems to be, therefore, no issue in putting him to death following the age of 13 and 3 months. That's not the problem. The problem is to render him chayev misa. And that I cannot do after he reaches the age of 13 and 3 months. So therefore it all depends at what point did he escape from Beis Din. Did he escape from Beis Din prior to the Gemara Din. So if he's recaptured and brought back to Beis Din, but it's only after Hikiv Zokon HaTachton, well, then he will not be rendered a Ben Seir Omer. Whereas if he was already sentenced and was considered a Ben Seir Omer and then escapes, then I can still put him to death, says Rashi. Borach ad shaloi nigmar dinoi v'achar kach hikiv zokan ha-tachtoin potter. Do you know why? Says Rashi, desu, because after that loi daininon lei, because I cannot now judge him anymore. I cannot bring him to Beis Din in order to make an official gmar din and declaration saying that he is chayev. I can't do that. Why? Kiven de'ilu ovad hashta. Because had he committed the Averas now, what would we have said? Sorry, you're too old. Lav bar ketola hu. He's not a bar. He's not a bar ketola. He's not of the age that you could sentence him to death. So this is Rabbi Yisai, a very, very important halacha. Let's maybe just back up one stage for a moment. The Ben Seira Umayra, who has to be, as mentioned, of age between 13 and 3 months. Now, imagine you bring this kid to Beis Din and he's 14 years old. And you say to the Dayanim that he committed all the Averas that we learned last month. He stole the wine, he stole the meat, and he stole them at the age of Seira Umayra. What would we say? Sorry, Potter. Yes, he stole the meat and he stole the wine at the requisite age, but I'm sorry, you missed the boat because you never brought him to Beis Din. So therefore, I always have to look at it at the time that he's being sentenced. And if now he's 14 years old, were he to be over the Averas now, what would be the halacha? He would be Potter. Well, then he's Potter. Says the Misha, therefore, so too. Even if I did, in fact, bring him to Beis Din at the right time, but he managed to escape before there was a Gemar Din. So even though it was very, very clear where the Beis Din were going, and they'd reached a very clear conclusion that he's chayev, but there hadn't been in a formal Gemar Din an official sentencing. So if that's the case, if you bring him back afterwards, it's too late. And that's what Rashi says. Why? Because de'ilu ovad hashta. Because had he been over the Averas now, what would we have said? Sorry, lav bar ketolo. He's not somebody that we could put to death. He's missed the age. However, the next Rashi says, if, however, we have already sentenced him, v'hi mishenigmar dinoi borach, mishas gmar din, from the moment of gmar din, hava kegavra ketilo, a critical phase. What does that phrase mean, kegavra ketila? It's as if he is a dead man. So even if I put him to death afterwards, it's as if I'm killing a dead man. The minute there's a gemara din and he's been sentenced to death, he's considered dead. And therefore, v'shuv, after that, ein lonu lechapis. We have no reason to search out bizchusoi to find any merit for him. As we have learned, Rabbi Yisai, many, many, many times in this Masechta, mainly in previous Prokim, we always have a mandate on the part of Beis Din to do absolutely whatever we can to save anybody's life. We don't want to put anybody to death. But that's all prior to the Gemara Din. But once has already been a Gemara Din, well, then he's considered a dead man. So I no longer now have a mandate or do whatever you can to save him. What do you mean? He's dead. He might be walking around, but he's a gavra ketila. So too in our case, therefore, if there's been a gemar din prior to his age expiring of Ben Seira Umayra, so the gemar din was at the correct time. So it's true he escaped and he turned up now 20 years later. Doesn't matter, you killed him. Why? But he's not the right age. You have to try and save him. No. We don't try and save dead people. We try and save live people. This person is considered effectively dead. That's what Rashi means, gavra ketila. So now we're going to look at the sugya, Rabbi. So let's begin the Gemara. Like I said, it's a little bit complicated because this opens up a whole topic of when a person changes status, or as some members of this year would call it, change status. A person can be over the same Aveira, and in one particular set of circumstances, he's Chayev, and in another, he would be Potter. Because his circumstances, his status has changed. For example, let's just pose a very general question and we'll see details in a moment. A goy is also not allowed to transgress some aveiros, Hashem HaMitzvahs B'nei Noach. What happens if he does so and then converts? So now he's a Jew. His status has converted. His status has changed. So do we say, okay, so because his status has changed, it's a revamp, ponim chadoshes, he's reborn, it's a new start, everything starts afresh. After all, he's changed his status, and not only has he changed his status, he's also changed his dinim. It's not just that he used to be a non-Jew and now he's a Jew. A Jew and a non-Jew who commit the identical averas do not get the identical punishment, as we're about to see in a moment. So not only has he changed his halachic status, but his halachas have changed with regard to the punishment that he's supposed to get. So therefore, this now opens up a whole question in which, when a person changes status, so how do we view that with regard to punishing him for an aveira that he did before he changed the status? This is the big question. This is the big question. So let's have a look. Yes, Riblari.
In the case of a ger, he's making a decision to upgrade his life.
Yep.
So he's changing his status. In the
True.
other case, Mansour Amora, it's inevitable that his status would change because the person gets older.
Okay, that's a chiluk. We always say, Rabbi say, that whenever we have a contradiction between two things, or we're trying to differentiate between two things, it's not enough to find a chiluk. You have to explain why it is mechalek. Imagine the moshul I always give. Imagine I said to you, Larry, you know, fascinating thing. I asked my rabbi a question today and he says, muta. But I don't understand. Because last Friday I asked him the same question and he told me, it's asa. So you'd say, I've got good teretz. You know why? Last time was Friday, today it's Sunday. Yes, that is an excellent chiluk, but the onus is always to explain why is that mechalik? Why would that differentiation differentiate?
Because on one case it's a choice. I was a goy. Now I
You're
see the
just
value of
repeating the
being Jew.
chiluk. You're just repeating the chiluk.
No, I'm explaining why the chiluk. In the other case, I haven't decided. It doesn't make me a mod. I haven't upgraded really. I haven't become a better person. It's just changing my status.
You have
When
become
I
a
come.
better person. You're now a gadol. One was out of choice, one was not. I agree, it's a perfectly valid chiluk. Does that necessarily, is that mechalik? Imagine I'd say to you, are you allowed to do the following? Yes, Shabbos it's asa. Really? That's fascinating, because on Yom Tov it's muta. So what are you going to say? Ah, so one's Shabbos, one's Yom Tov. Yes, true. Shabbos is definitely different from Yom Tov, but that's not the answer to every difference. Al Kopan, I'm not saying your difference is wrong, but we have to examine whether your chiluk is indeed mechalik, whether your differentiation is a reason to differentiate, but merely to say, yeah, well, because one was Friday, one was Sunday. So let's have a look. And of course, the reason why we're discussing this is because this is the topic of our Mishnah. This is exactly what's happened. We have somebody whose status has changed. He used to be a I don't want to use the word cotton, Rabbi Yisai, because he's not a cotton, he's a godel. Remember, we learned in the Mishnayos when we talk about this age, gvurosei shel ish. So let's, for want of a better phrase, call it a mini godel and a maxi godel, a super godel. But it's not a cotton and a godel. If you'd go from katnus to gadlus, everybody would appreciate, oh, that's a radical change of status. Here, it's a very subtle change of status. He was always a godel. Even at 13, he's a godel. But now that he's been makiv zekan hatachtoin, so he's reached a certain next step of godless. He's now a super godel. So there is some type of change of status, and this is what we're going to examine now. Says the Gemara, Omar Rab Chanina ben Noach, a goy. Shebirei Ches Hashem. He was over one of the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. He cursed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for which is Chayav Misa. V'achar kach, but before we had a chance to do so, Nisgaye, he converted, says the Gemara, he's Pator. Even though this Aveira of Mevarech Ches Hashem is an Aveira for a Goy, it's an Aveira for a Yid, it's an Aveira for anybody. Nonetheless, there's been a change of status. What is it? Says the Gemara. Hoyle, v'nishtane dinoi. And secondly, v'nishtane misosoi. He has undergone two major changes. Not just that he used to be a non-Jew and now he's a Jew. No, we're not looking at that. The result of changing from a non-Jew to a Jew has meant there are two radical transformations, as the Gemara calls it, nishtane dinoi v'nishtane misosoi. His din has changed and his death penalty has changed as well. What are these two things referring to? Let's have a look at Rashi. Hoyel v'nishtane dinoi, nishtane misase. So the words nishtane misase are put in parentheses. So for the moment, we're focusing on nishtane dinoi, says Rashi. Because in the beginning, when he was a goy, and Rabbi said these halachas that we've learned in the past, nidoin be'eid echod ubedayin echod ubeloi hasra. When a guy is brought to Beis Din, he is not treated in the same way as a Jew is. Number one, you only need one witness as opposed to two that you need for a Jew. Number two, you only need one dayan as opposed to 23 that you need for a Jew. And number three, he does not need warning as opposed to a Jew that you do. That's what it means, nishtane dinoi, his din has changed, says Rashi. Ve'ilu oved hashta. If he would have committed that same aveira now as a Jew, then all of the aforementioned dinim would have changed. Bo hashta, bo inon asra. Well, then he would require hesra. V'sanhedrin shel chav gimel, and a sanhedrin of chav gimel, not just of one. V'edim, and edim on top of it as well. So you see that all his dinim have changed. Changed for the better, by the way. Because you need a bigger Beis Din. You need more Edim. You need Hasras. We're going to have many reasons to say that actually he might end up being Potter. But either way, none of that was true as long as he was a goy. That's one thing that's changed. Says Rashi, and also Venishtanis Misase. What is the death penalty for being Mevarech Es Hashem? And the answer is, it depends on whether the person is a Jew or a non-Jew. De'i, says Rashi, de'kol misas b'nei noyach, sayof. The death penalty for a goy is a sayof, a sword. But ve'ilu hovid hashta. But had he only committed that avera now, bo'u l'medayne, Beskila. So then it would be a very different punishment, not just different dinim in the way that we sentence him. How many edim, how many dayanim? It's not just in the way that we sentence him, it's also what we sentence him. What is the punishment going to be? Had he remained as a goy, the punishment would have been sayof, sword. Now that he becomes a Jew, the punishment is skila. Therefore, says Rashi, Ve'ilu Ovid Hashta, had he only committed that Avera now, Bo'u Lemedaine Beskila, we would have wanted to have judged him Beskila. Vehu loy ichayev b'ho misa. But I can't possibly give him that misa. Why? Because he's not chayev that misa, because he did not commit the Avera as a Jew. So what are you going to say? Okay, so at least give him the sword. No, but he's not a non-Jew either. So therefore, Hilkoch Potter, so he's Potter. So it seems to be, and this we're going to work out coming up in the Gemara, he has undergone two major transformations. And that's what we're going to see in the Gemara. Do we need both of them to be true? Number one, he's changed his dinim. Which dinim have changed? In the way that we sentence him. How many dayonim? How many edim? Do you need hasral? That's one thing that's changed. That's called nishtane dinoi. But also what's changed is nishtane misasai. His death penalty has changed. Had he only committed the identical Avera now as a Jew, he would have been chayev skila. But I can't give him skila because he never committed it as a Jew. But I can't give him a saif either, which is the punishment for a goy, because he's not a goy. That's what Rav Chanina was machadish. So look back into the Gemara now. Says the Gemara, Neima Messiah lei. Perhaps we can try bringing a proof to him. Guess where from? Our Mishnah. We can bring a proof. Doesn't it say, Borach ad sheloi nigmar dinoi, that if he escaped before there was a official declaration of a gmar din, and he escaped, and what did the Mishnah say? Potter. Now, why is he Potter? Why is he Potter? Isn't it because he's changed his status? My timer, what's the reason? Lav mishum. Is it not because Damrinon hoyel v'ishtani ishtani? Once he's changed, he's changed. So Rabbi say midaf halten kop. What is the proof that the Gemara is attempting to bring? The Gemara is attempting to bring a proof, and we're immediately going to disprove it. We're going to say, no, it's not a proof. But we're attempting to bring a proof. What was Rav Chanina's din? What was the Mishnah's din? Rav Chanina spoke about the case of a goy who committed Avera and then converted, and he's Potter. Why? Because of the radical change in din and oinosh, because he's undergone what's called ishtani, he's changed. To which the Gemara says, ah, I can back that up from a Mishnah. Remember, Chanina is just an amir. If I can prove his halachics from a Mishnah, that's wonderful. Says the Gemara, I can prove it. Because didn't we learn in our Mishnah that if he became a ben Seira or Moira, but he escaped before the Gemara din, and only returned after becoming a super godoil, he's Potter. Why is he Potter? Isn't it because he's changed his status? He used to be a mini godoil, and now he's a super godoil. So that seems to back up Rav Chanina's position that what? That when a person undergoes a change in status, even though he committed an Aveira for which he should be punishable by death, but the change of status is a no, we don't. That is the Gemara's attempted proof. Yes, Reb Larry, you wanted to point out something?
Yeah, I assume that I think we spoke about this. The whole reason for the Ben Sora Mora is that he's so bad that we don't think he's going to do tshuva after that. We want to kill him before he lives a life of corruptness. But now that's lichatchila. B'di'eved, he's past the time. Maybe he's done the kavshus that he's not going to be doing this anymore. Unless you can prove that he's doing this again, it's not just that he's changed his status. He's changed his behavior. He's no longer the person that's doing that.
Well, so the what's changed? What was he done to change his behavior?
Maybe he's not doing those averes anymore.
At the age of 13, Supercott, he also wasn't doing Aveir anymore. He did it once. Finished. Did it once. Now we're trying to predict, will he continue? So it's true. We had various Gemaras last month where we have very, very good reason to suggest that he's not going to carry on. But here he's done nothing. He's just upgraded his age. Yet the Gemara
Maybe the
wants
what
to.
maybe what maybe what's in, insinuated here and intimated in, is that he's not just changed his age, but maybe he's changed his status, he's changed his behavior.
So, but
He's
how
not
do we
doing
know
that.
that? What grounds do we have to suggest that? Last month, we saw various circumstances where we have grounds to suggest that. He stole very expensive meat, which is unlikely to continue, or he was part of a group of a mitzvah, or all various reasons to suggest that this behavior pattern is not going to continue. But here, nothing has changed other than he's celebrated becoming a little bit older. So it would seem to be that we have a good proof. It would seem to be that we have a good proof in which it said that what? Once a person changes his status, it seems to be that no longer are you considered anymore chayav a punishment. And that seems to back up the notion of what Rav Chanina said. However, there is a fundamental difference, and this is exactly what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, no, I'm sorry to tell you, it's not a proof. Why not? Look, no proof. Shani Hoch over here is different. You know why? De'i Ovad Hashta Lav Bar Ketolehu. Do you know why over here he's Potter? Is not just because he's changed his status. Rather, because now that he's become a super Gadol is extricated from the whole parasha ben Seir Omeira. Had he only committed the Aveira now, what would be an halacha? If a child or rather a mini adult or 13 and a half steals wine, steals meat, he's not a ben Seir Omeira. I'm sorry, that's not the case of, it's not the same case as Goy and Jew, why not? Because when somebody converts to Judaism, the Aveira of Birkas Hashem still applies. In the case of Ben Seir Omeira, the whole parasha does not apply anymore. It only applies at a 3-month window. So if you want to know why, when he becomes a super godoil, why is it that he's exempt? Is it because he's changed status? No, it's much more than that. Because he's become an age where Ben Seir Omeira is just no longer applicable. Whereas somebody who converts, you can't say Birkas Hashem is not applicable. It's applicable, albeit with different parameters, different halachas, different oinash. That's true. So therefore, you don't have a proof from our Mishnah to Rav Chanina's Yesod. Rav Chanina's is a much bigger chiddush. Rav Chanina was talking about somebody where the Aveira is still applicable. Birkas Hashem is punishable by death for a non-Jew and for a Jew alike. So why should he be exempt? So Rav Chanina said this unbelievable chiddush because he's undergone a change. Which change? Change in dinim, change in oinash. But that's nothing to do with Ben Seir Omeira. Ben Seir Omeira, he's done much more than just undergoing a change. He's now no longer in the whole parasha of Ben Seir Omeira. Have a look at Rashi. Says Rashi, Shani Hocha, De'ilu Ovid Hashta, Lav Bar Ketola. Had he only done so now, then he's not in Chayav Misa. Rashi explains, Avolhocha, Ilu Ovid Hashta, whereas in the case of Birkas Hashem, had he only done it now, then yes, Bar Katoli, jolly well is Chayav Misa. Jew is also Chayav Misa for Bimavoriches Hashem. Afal Gav de Nishtane Dinoi, albeit he's changed his din. Umisosoi, maybe Loi Miftar, maybe I would suggest that he should not be exempted. V'daynin, maybe I should judge him bedina dahashta. So maybe I should say, okay, let's look at it as if he did so now. Yes, he actually committed the Aveira whilst he was a non-Jew. Meanwhile, he's converted. Okay, he's now become a Jew. So maybe Maybe if not for Rav Chanina, what would I have said? Maybe I would have said, listen, I've got to view him in the current situation. What is the current situation? The current situation is that he is a Jew. So maybe I'll treat him as a Jew. What is the halacha of a Jew who's mevorech es Hashem? And then I'll sentence him accordingly. Don't tell me from Seira or Meira I have a proof to that, because Ben Seira or Meira, if I look at the situation at the moment, well, he's definitely off the hook because he's not Chayav Misa, he's beyond the age. Says the Gemara, now let's look at the other way around. Toshema. So maybe I can bring a proof the other way around. It says, Imishanigmar Dinoi Borach. Remember, this was the Sefer of the Mishnah. If there was already a Gemara Din, V'achakar Hikiv Zokov HaTachte, then Chayav. What happened? There was a Gemara Din. So he's already been sentenced, and then he ran out. He's re-brought back in, and he's Chayav. Oh, he's Chayav. So that seems to be a proof against Rav Chanina. He's changed his status now. How old is he now? 25 years old. He's completely changed his status. He's completely no longer within the realms of Ben Seira or Moira. So why am I still punishing him then? So that seems to be a proof against Rav Chanina. Says the Gemara, no. And this is the principle we said before. Nigmar dinoi komrat. Are you bringing me a proof from the case where there's already been a Gemara Din? Nigmar Dino is Gavra Ketelahu. He's a dead man. He's a dead man. Don't bring me a proof from there. Where there's already been a sentencing, that's a completely different story. What would be the halacha if a goy was Mevorech Es Hashem and he got sentenced to death and then he converted? Would we put him to death? Yes. Why? Because he's a dead man. That's not what Rav Chanina was talking about. Rav Chanina was talking about he committed the Aveira as a goy and then converted, but there's been no Gemar Din. Don't compare that to a case of where there was a Gemar Din of a Ben Seira or Moira and then he became older. So it's true he's now become older. Were he to be over the Aveira now, he would not be Chayav Misa. But he's already been sentenced, he's dead meat. That's why it's Chayev, says Rashi. Toshama mi sefer tiyuvta, we seem to have a kasha from the sefer. Chayev. Alma, we see that afogav de ishtani, even though he's changed his status, lo yifter, he's not exempted. Says the Gemara, sorry, that's no proof. The reason why over there he's not exempted is because he's already considered dead man. Yeah, Rabbi, you wanted to say something quickly?
Yeah, if I was his attorney at 25 years old, I would say, look, we know what he did with it. The original thing was we didn't think it was it, but look, I want to bring you proof. Since that one time, it's been 12 years. He's been a model citizen. He's been a tzaddik
Doesn't matter. Doesn't
gomer.
matter.
You're gonna put him to death for a mistake he made when clearly look how he turned into this incredible human being.
Too bad. A Gemara Din can never be overturned. Gemara Din cannot be overturned. If that's what he did, that's what he did. Finished. Now it's true. Had there not been a Gemara Din, yeah, then you'd be right. But there was a Gemara Din, so it's all over. He's dead man. We have no mandate whatsoever to try and help out somebody who's dead. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're on the way. We've made a good start. Be'ez Hashem, tune in. Same time, same place tomorrow. Yes, Rafi.
We know that in a conversion, usually we don't go out hunting for people to convert. When there is a conversion in front of the Beis Din, they're deciding, why do you want to convert? Because I'm marrying Christine. And that could be a bit of a detriment. Kal vachomer, why do you want to convert? I just always want to be Jewish. How's your background? Well, as a goy, in 2 days they're going to use a sword on. I mean, is that not a kal vachomer reason?
Yeah,
We
it's a good
understand.
question, but you're right. The Beis Din will have to determine whether he's genuine. And the Beis Din will have to work out if the only reason that he's converting is in order to exempt himself from a death penalty, then yes, he'll be 100% right. Then he doesn't mean it sincerely. How are they
No,
going
no,
to
no.
determine that? You're right. So that, but that, the Beis Din will have to determine. We have a whole mechanism which questions we ask them exactly to be able to determine whether he's being honest and genuine or not. But you're right. Sorry.
I would assume any non-Jew who never thought of becoming Jewish before realizing that his life would be saved,
I
and saying,
understand.
"Well,
I understand. Sure.
I'll have a life as a Jew."
I
Wasn't my
understand. So
intention,
Besdin,
but it's
would have to work out, is that the only reason, or would he have converted without as well? If that's the
okay.
only reason, then you're right. Then it's not genuine. How are Besdin going to work that out? They're very smart,
I
don't
can't
they?
think. I mean, I know there's desires for non-Jewish women. I don't think there's a better desire than to stay alive.
And
Maybe
that's
I'm
how, like
wrong.
I said, the question is that the only desire? If that's the only desire, then his gerus is non-valid. But if we can prove that he would have converted even without, for example, the whole conversion process was launched long before he was ever chayev misa. So you see, it's nothing to do with it. So we'll have to prove, is that the only reason or not?
Okay.
Okay, we have to go. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful